Good morning, Mr. Chairperson, distinguished representative of Member State, International Organization and NGO representative. We are the Center for Countermeasures Against Chemical and Biological Warfare Agents. We start making our statement from the contribution of the distinguished representative of the United Kingdom statement made yesterday afternoon on mass of weapon destruction, especially on chemical and biological weapons. Mr. Chairperson, I would like to bring the attention of DGE on laws about the possibility of using drones and robotic machines that can disperse chemical and biological agents for human attack or in war fronts. Mr. Chairperson, has been noted, seen, and documented that one of the member states used this kind of techniques recently in ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, or as the case may be, either the conflicts going between the two parties. This brings me to the issues of definition and characteristics of lethal autonomous weapon systems in relation to the legal binding. Mr. Chairperson, the definition and characteristics of laws affect the legal binding because if we do not outline the characteristics of laws, other weapons of mass destruction that are not defined in laws, which exhibit the characteristics of laws, being it semi-autonomous or full autonomous, will be used as weapon of mass destruction or for possible attack. Mr. Chairperson, I would like to bring you the attention that the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, and the Biological Weapons Convention has prohibited the use of chemical agents and biological agents in form of any use, either human interaction, robotic machine, or any other device means, except some riot agent, which the regulating use of it is currently being discussed at the OPCW, sponsored by CNS and RCA drafting team, which Harbour is part of the team. Mr. Chairperson, let's look about the threat of security on this autonomous weapon system. On the decision making, allows weapons to follow the trajectory of software, faster, cheaper, and greater scale. This will be highly destabilizing on both national and international level because it introduced the threat of proliferation, rapid escalation, and unpredictable, and even the potential for weapons of mass destruction. Thank you, Mr. Chair.